Hey, welcome to episode 131 of Fresh Air at 5. This episode starts off with a podcast listen about a student who is now a musician here in Vancouver. We've got some lasting learning, bold humility listens. I talk about Fly Fishing 97 later in the week and wrap it up with, to-go plates. And so those are the things that are important that we take with us beyond an experience and we remember and reflect on. All right, without further ado, here's episode 131, Fresh Air at 5.
I'm Andrew Murata, host of the Education, Leadership, and Beyond podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you are listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected. Good morning, PLN. It's Monday, July 24th, 2023. Today's my father-in-law's 80th birthday. So shout out to Dave and glad that we get to hang out today. In a few hours, we're going to go fishing and do what we like to do together, different ways. But we're going to go and do it together. And I'm excited that we get to go and hang out today. Glad that you and Mom are with us at our home and we're having a great time. All right. This morning, I listened to episode 106 of the Tom Shimmer Show podcast. And Tom, you know, last week we got together for dinner with Tim Cavey, Pav Wander, Lauren McLean, and Livia Chan. And it was fantastic to sit down and see each other face to face. And you asked me, you're like, how, Brian, do you do it so quick in the morning after a podcast comes out? Like, you're hearing my thoughts and reflections before you even get the publication information out on Twitter and Facebook and the different places to advertise your podcast. Well, Tom, you dropped it and I got up and I came for a walk and I listened and my Apple podcast service, brings it to the front and I'm listening. So I like it and it was great to hear your voice. This morning, as you're talking about the biology of belief in Mindset Minute, you're talking about how our belief systems affect our biology and our wellness. And, we know this, but there's a book that you read that has some evidence and some science behind it about how we can affect ourselves and our bodies by having a positive mindset. The second segment, you interviewed Nikita Afonso, a former student of yours from Penticton, who has a singer-songwriter presence here in Vancouver, and she sings, and it was fantastic to hear Nikita talk about her growth mindset. Okay, I'm coming right back because I got 12 seconds on this bit left, so I'm going to come back in a second. Hang on. One more thing for July 24, 2023. Continuing my thoughts on episode 106 of the Tom Shimmer podcast. Tom was interviewing Nikita Afonso, a local Vancouver singer-songwriter who was a former student of his in Penticton years ago. And fantastic, Tom, to have a student of yours on your podcast. It must have been kind of surreal and like challenging for her because she's like, well, Mr. Shimmer asked me to come on his podcast. But she's a grown adult now and has a career as a musician. And it was really cool to hear you talk about how you're supporting her even now by downloading her music and listening to that. And you went and saw her at the Fairmont recently, and that was pretty rad. That's awesome. That's fantastic. And it talks about building relationships, about the significance of these relationships that we have made in high school and whether they actually matter or not? You know, or are we there for a moment in time, or do we actually really, really care? Okay, that's a whole nother conversation. But Nikita, it was great to hear you talk about your growth and how you started singing songs when you were a young age. My daughter, she's in a choir here in Abbotsford and is growing in her understanding of her voice and what she can do and where she can go with that. So I'm actually going to have her listen to this segment of your podcast, Tom, my daughter, and be inspired by Nikita's story. So yes, take a listen to Nikita Afonso. Tom suggests that we so follow her on Spotify and Apple and listen to her music, download it. And yes, so cool to see our students go places and do what they are doing. So cheer on your students and remember to always be supportive of their ideas, of things, and, you know, to be encouraging, because you never know what can take off and where they can go. All right, in the last bit, it's about time to push back. And how do we, as, you know, assessment people, with looking at assessment reform and change, and I am not putting myself in that category yet, but how do we push back? So we'll take a listen to this episode. Really good. Thanks, Tom. Bye. Hey, PLN, it is Wednesday, July 26, 2023. Yesterday was a day off for me. I took a day off on Monday, and yesterday I had so much marking for summer session to do, and it was a lot on Monday evening late. And Monday morning, to celebrate my father-in-law's 80th birthday, I took him fishing out to Cultus Lake near where I live, and we attempted to catch some bass. We did catch some, but they were small. But more importantly, him and I got to spend some time together, and that was so very important. All right, now today, I've listened to episode 218 of Lasting Learning Podcast with Dave Schmitto, as he brings us chapter 4 of Bold Humility, his book. And in chapter 4, I heard him talking about things like not having weekly staff meetings, but having huddles more in the morning, and doing things in a different way than is normally expected for the sit and get, but to have staff actively engaged in the meetings, as opposed to, this is something that is being done to me in this meeting, as opposed to something I'm coming to this meeting for. There's a lot of content in here to talk about, lots for you to hear, and I would encourage you to consider taking a listen to chapter 4 if you were an administrator in your district, to think about how staff meetings are run. As a department head, it helps me pause and think about how I run my department head meetings. Sometimes it's very informational, and it's just there to get the information out so that we can move on. But that's not how we grow. All right, that's all I got for right this second. Coming up with one more chapter, chapter 5 of Bold Humility. Last thing for July 26, 2023, chapter 5 of Bold Humility by Dave Schmitto has listened to in episode 219 of the Lasting Learning Podcast. Has Dave bring us his hiring practice and some ideas about how we can go about asking some good questions, simple questions, but very telling questions in an interview. So that's the first part of it. Second part of it is where Dave talks about how a triangle is stronger than a circle, and about leadership strategies, about making decisions, and how he uses a triangle format of himself and two others in that triangle to look at what's going on and make decisions that are, you know, these people need to be persuasive and, you know, liked by their peers possibly. But changes throughout the year of who's in the triangle, the decision-making triangle that Dave is using, as opposed to the inner circle, which could be those that have, you know, hung out with Dave the longest. So it was interesting to hear Dave. I like the idea, and that's a great strategy for distributing leadership in your school. And looking around my staff team, I see people that are good at different things in our secondary department here at my school, that we've got people that are good at one part of it compared to another, and I know who they are, and we all know who each other are in these areas, so that helps us make progress and strides in different areas. It can be done better probably, and that's the whole point of listening to this book. All right, people, take a listen to Bold Humility. Dave's got some fantastic things, and if you like Dave said, you're getting hired by Dave soon, I strongly suggest you listen to Chapter 5. That'll help get you some insights and produce not the right answer, but a good answer to the questions he's going to ask you. All right, take care, Dave. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, PLN, July 27, 2023. Out for fresh air at 5 this morning. A bit later in the day. Had to get some marking done. Prep, because students are writing exams this morning at school. I'm not there, but others are supervising. And, yeah, hanging out with my family this morning. So, fantastic as I'm walking this morning. Doing a different route. Going to try to put on about 10 kilometers today. Because I have the time to do so. And it's a beautiful day. I listened to episode 64 of Evolving with Gratitude with Lainey Rao as she brings us Marlon Styles, who is an exceptional human being and full of joy and passion and cheering on people. That's what I hear and see from what I'm reading and listening to on this episode. The title of the episode is To Go Plates of Joy, and you'll have to listen to this episode to get the full picture of what that means. But it's basically like, what are you sending people out with when they're done spending time with you? Do they have a little packet, a little doggy bag, if you will, of goodness that they're going to take home? You know, when you go to that restaurant and you're like halfway through your meal, but you can't finish it, but you take it home and you enjoy it even more the next day. That's what this is all about. So, to go plates of joy, and you should listen. So good. So very good. Marlon talks about people, talks about the people that get us to where we are today. And you know what? I wouldn't be right here where I am today without the people in my community, podcasting community, you know, educational community, professional growth communities, and the things that we are so that we can be where we're at. All right, more to listen to because I got a few more kilometers to go. So without further ado, here we go. One more thing for July 27, 2023. I just listened to episode 227 on the 27th of July. Yes, okay, the numbers line up, kind of. But apparently this was a big episode for Chris. That number is of significance for Chris of the House of Ed Tech. And Chris Nessie, nice to hear your voice again, as always. On this past week when we had our conversation, actually it was last week on Behind the Mic that will be airing in September. I'm super fired up about that and the opportunity of being part of the Educational Podcast Network and also supporting a show. Yes. That was pretty cool. All right, you were at ISTE Live 2023 in Philly just recently, and this episode is a conversation you had
with media expert Bruce Riker.
You guys talked about media in school and about his new opportunity of starting up a new media center in a new school, and you know, it's for me, it's just about taking the time and getting it going. I've got a podcast, a Rode podcast or two that I need to start playing with because I got to get our students using that. And we haven't used it yet because I've been scared of it, you know. And so I just got to stop being scared, get at it, and it's going to be awesome. So, yes, so that's going to be fantastic to get going. And Bruce's ideas about how to engage students in this process. We've got a couple topics we could talk about right away in September, but maybe not. Maybe hold off a little bit so that we can get some training done before, and, you know, some experience and building up some enthusiasm for students getting on the camera and on the microphone in our school. All right. Yeah. Also, you had an announcement in here about a new book that you are, that's coming out in August. I like the podcast, and I think that's what it's called, maybe. But you can check it out more on chrisnessie.com. And also, Behind the Mic is coming out in September, as we talked about, and Inspiring Moments with Chris Nessie Daily. You can check that out. I'm going to go find that because that'll be a new-to-me podcast. All right, that's all I got. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right, the last thing for July 27, 2023. I'm wrapping up about just over 10 kilometers this morning on my shoes, and it's a beautiful day, sunny, and I took water with me today because I was going for a longer walk and it's hot. I just listened to the Fly Fishing 97 podcast, which is a fly fishing podcast with a guy from Penticton, British Columbia, Mark Hopley. And I have talked about this podcast a little bit on my Fresh Air at 5 in the past, but not a lot. And this is episode 250. You want to talk about, you know, listen to people that talk about their passion, talk about what they love to do. This is a place to do so. You know, as educators, we are excited about opportunities to have ourselves and students show their passion for what they like to do. Well, one thing that I like to do is I like to fly fish, and I've learned to fly fish over the past 20 years. Probably talked about that a little bit here. This podcast with Mark is a cool way to share fly fishing stories. And episode 250, Mark's been doing this for a really long time. He's got a former background in radio, which makes it relatively seamless for him to get into this. Yes, he was talking with Jeremy Double Dem. I think that's his name. Maybe I'm wrong on episode 250. It's Double Dem, though. That's his last name. And he's a heavy equipment operator out of West Kelowna. Has become a fly fisher in the past 5 years. And on still water as well as moving water, like lakes and streams, or streams and rivers. And has talked about his passion. So you want to hear something kind of cool and exciting? Take a listen to this episode. And also in the news, I'm going to be on a guest on the podcast. We recorded this past Monday night, and Mark talked to me about fishing, and we sat down and chatted, and I'm going to be a guest, I believe, this coming Saturday when the episode comes out. So that's what he said. So that'll probably be episode 251 or so. I'll give you a report on that once it comes out. So that's all I got for today, and super excited to listen. I'm not done. And oh, by the way, there's my boat. There's my Stillwater boat that I got. All right, okay, bye. Hey, PLN, welcome to July 28, 2023. It's Friday, and it is the end of July and the end of summer session, mostly for me. So this is the last day students will be submitting work that I'll be marking, and then it's report cards that are due Monday, and then I can get on with not working this summer. Will I stop thinking about school? Nope, that doesn't happen for this teacher, but I'll at least get a break and not have to actually engage with students for the month of August. Back at it full force in September, and looking forward to actually getting back after I've even had this bit of rest in July with a lighter teaching load. All right, this morning I listened to friend and colleague Tim Cavey, who is, part of our Lower Mainland podcaster group, and he has been a force of nature in my world, demonstrating content creation and all the manner of, you know, getting yourself out there. And, you know, he was the one that got me first onto his podcast, very first podcast I recorded. And that was an awesome honor. And I've learned a lot and grown since back in 2018. All right, Tim, you talked on episode 228 of Teachers on Fire podcast about the magic and misery of video submissions from students and how this can be a good and also a hard thing. Talked about feedback actually as a significant part of responding to video submissions from students and what happens there. The actual act of making a video submission is another way of demonstrating learning, and students need to think critically about how they are sharing the information that they have learned and reflecting on. I like your ideas for, you know, reflections on reading, reading out, read alouds for their writing that they do, and also the math demonstrations. Fantastic. So, yes, it's an opportunity, and we have to figure out how to manage the feedback. More later. One more thing for July 28, 2023. I listened to episode 220 of Lasting Learning Podcast as Dave Schmitto does a reading from chapter 6 of Bold Humility, his book that he put out in paper about 5 years ago. And so in this episode, in this chapter, Dave talks about leadership styles and having vision and having a plan and having a way to care about people as a principal, school principal. And how do you move the school forward? Is it by fighting every battle, or is it by, you know, saying yes to everything? And it's the balance in between those things. David, I like how you talked about your Malibu Blue binder on your desk and how you keep track of what's going on from year to year to year, and see things that have happened over the past 4 years with a new chapter for what's coming up. That's a curious way of recording content and information about how things are moving forward. Not the checklists and things for administrators, but for understanding the people that you're working with in your building. You know, it's kind of like their player cards and what's on the back. You know, those skills and assets that they bring, their fears and concerns also. You know, having a way of keeping track of those things is important. You know, I'm a department head at my school, and this might be a good practice for myself so I can understand who's in my department. I've got a good idea, but I don't have it recorded anywhere. All right, that's what I've got for today. Listening to Dave Schmitto, take a listen to this book. It's grown me a bit and challenged some of my thinking. And it's important for us to take in content like Bold Humility. All right, I got another short segment to listen to before I get home, and then I'll be back. The last thing for Friday, July 28, 2023, I just listened to episode 221 of the Lasting Learning Podcast as Dave Schmitto brings us chapter 7 of his book, Drill and Kill Isn't Good for Students or for Teachers. And you know, Dave, it was great to hear you talk about homework practices in this chapter, about engagement outside of, you know, school for students, and how, you know, we give homework and that disrupts actual living as opposed to continuing learning from the day. There are places for some things like that to happen, but it needs to be seriously considered so that we're not being a barrier to students actually living their lives. You know, I liked what you talked about at the end, that lasting learning takes three things. It takes courage to fail, it takes strength to keep going, and it also needs to be enjoyable so that we can keep on learning. That's not exactly how you said it, but those three things are important. And I'm going to go back and listen to this one bit, and I'm probably going to make a poster for my classroom, put your name on the bottom of it. You know, it's so important that we get to know our students, get to know what makes them tick, and that this whole journey that we're on from the beginning of September to the end of the school year with our students is a journey, and that the journey is important. If we look at The Hobbit, for example, you know, Bilbo takes off and, maybe I got the wrong Hobbit in there, but they head on this great journey, and you know, we watch this great journey for them to get to the end, and you know, it's all about the stuff in between the beginning and the end. That's what movies are about. That's what our things that we learn are all about. I went and saw Oppenheimer last night, and it was a very captivating movie about an event that we all know about, you know, but gets you thinking about what's our role in making this world a better place. All right, thanks, Dave. Have a good week, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cole's Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here and on the Education Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself because you're worth it.